UC Public Relations Officer Cedric Ricks doesn't have heart problems, but I ask him to demonstrate the Alter G, an anti-gravity treadmill now being used to help diagnose heart blockages at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center.
Man, it does feel light. I'll give you that much.
The Alter G is commonly used for physical therapy by sports teams and fitness clubs, but UC is using it for cardiac patients in a stress test study, according to Dr. Myron Gerson.
Well, their feet are on the ground and they are actually walking, but what happens is the Alter G is like a large balloon that the patient is wearing some neoprene shorts that zip into this balloon. And the air pressure gently raises the patient up to some extent so that their body weight is essentially reduced on their feet.
The staff monitors the patient's vital signs while they inflate the waist-down enclosure, reducing Rick's body weight by up to 80%.
It does feel like we're on the moon. Wow!
Doesn't that feel amazing?
I know. I had 50% the first time I did this. But man, talk about light.
The standard stress test uses a regular treadmill. If patients can't run or walk to get their heart rate up, doctors have to inject a chemical dye. Dr. Patrick Daly is principal investigator in a study involving 50 patients on the Alter G treadmill. He called the company that makes it and asked to try it out.
This is a device that I think really is transformational in cardiac stress testing because it allows us to take probably about half of the patients who come through our door that are unable to exercise, overall half are unable to exercise, take a majority of them, a vast majority, up to 80% or more of them, and get them to target heart rate.
It is a strange-looking machine, and cardiac tech Ken Fulton assures patients they're going to like it.
Most of them are pretty nervous, and that's where I feel like our job comes into where we keep them calm, and, you know, we talk to them and explain the test. More than what the doctor would have time in explaining the test to them. So then they feel like, oh, well, it's not so bad after all.
Clinical nurse manager Laura Catcott says the feedback has been incredible.
It's really fun to watch patients come in that haven't been able to walk on a treadmill in years, to be able to get on to the treadmill and they feel like they're just lifted on a cloud is kind of how they describe it. And they actually enjoy being on the treadmill. Some of them can make it to the target heart rate, some of them cannot.
Debbie Rao is one of the nurses in the cardiac stress lab.
I'm usually on the other side doing the blood pressures and making sure that the patient's comfortable and not having any chest pain, they're able to continue walking. And then after they're done and they've been able to reach their target heart rate, we'll let them keep going until they feel like they're really about done.
Rao and Catcott notice patients can actually communicate while exercising on the Alter G.
I think the most impressive part is the fact that during the treadmill testing, the stress testing, we're actually able to still talk to our patients, ask them about their signs and their symptoms. We're on a regular treadmill, we're not. They're so out of breath, they're having a very hard time catching their breath while they're still running. Here we can assess their symptoms not just by visually watching them, but actually asking them how they're feeling. And that is a very big difference.
The technology for Alter G was developed by NASA. A similar device was created for astronauts on the International Space Station as a way to exercise in a weightless environment. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.